Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and his desires for his children.
Good afternoon. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You are listening to the Way of Life program, and I'm your host, Shami. God has perfect knowledge of everything and everyone before anything or anyone was created. And he is the architect of creation. With this knowledge, we should understand that God's views of everything and everyone are the only right views to be had, because he alone knows perfectly what he has made and the purpose for which he has made what he has made. So when he makes known to us the purpose for which he has made something, or his plan for someone or something, we should believe what he is saying or said about that someone or something. We should believe because he's the architect of it. So let's read this scripture reference in Psalms 139:16. You saw me before I was born. That is to say, before David was the author of that psalm, before he came into existence, God knew every detail of his person. Everything about David's existence was known to God, because God is the one who created him. Therefore, no one truly knew him but God. So David, I continue, David said, every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. The allusion here describes the book of an architect who sketches his plan and carefully plots into it and carefully puts into it all the details that he wants. David understood by the Holy Spirit that God marvelously planned out his existence on earth before he was conceived in his mother's womb. For he said, every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. So God, the architect of creation, chooses the means by which his plan will be implemented. That includes timing, geography, persons, people, or generations, and events or circumstances that will help in the process of his development. The architect himself supervises his plan. He watches over it until every detail of his plan is implemented in its preordained place. So when the Lord, who is the architect of creation, shares his plan with us and invites us to work with him, we must take all of what he has revealed to us today into consideration and remain faithful to his cause. We must choose to believe that he knows what he has drafted, and whatever he calls it, that's what it is. It doesn't matter what we may see otherwise, but whatever the architect says about anything or anyone, that is what it is. And we must call it what he has called it. For example, when the Lord told Jeremiah what he made him to be, Jeremiah did not see himself the way that the Lord saw him. So we're going to read it in Jeremiah 1:4-8. The Lord gave me this message. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. Oh, sovereign Lord, I said, I can't speak for you. I'm too young. And the Lord replied, don't say I'm too young, for you must go wherever I send you and say whatever I tell you. And don't be afraid of the people, for I will be with you and will protect you. I, the Lord, have spoken. The architect has perfect knowledge of what he has sketched and of those whom he has employed to work with. What cannot be seen by the natural eyes of men is seen by God. Another example of his preordained plan with the events surrounding Jesus Christ's time on earth. Psalm 40:7-8. Then I said, look, I have come, as is written about me in the scriptures. I take joy in doing your will, my God, for your instructions are written on my heart. Jesus knew what the plan of God was, and those whom God chose to work with him had been given access into it, all of which they wrote in the scriptures. And Jesus fulfilled what God, the architect, prearranged from eternity. That's in Luke 24, 44 to 48. Then he said, when I was with you, before I told you that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled, when he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said, yes, it was written long ago that the Messiah would suffer and die and rise from the dead on the third day. It was also written that this message would be proclaimed in the authority of his name to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. There is forgiveness of sins for all who repent. You are witnesses of all these things. You can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. Go to www.starcomnetwork.net and look for the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can access any episode of the program. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.